Rosh Hashanah is the Malchus. Malchus is Malchus.
No, I need to go.
The whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah, Dafka Rosh Hashanah, is the Mishpat. The Mishpat. And the Chassidim and the Litvisha, the Litvisha, the Ikka wants into Mishpat, into Halacha, 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 Halacha. The Pshat is, the Halacha is Midas HaGevura. Rosh Hashanah came to be mamtik all the Gevuras. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Gevuras. So therefore the day where there's such a contrast between Chassidim and non-Chassidim is Rosh Hashanah. The Lelev Rebbe, this is the Helig Rebbe Shimon Lelev.
My brother, not alive anymore.
I remember that, you know, even Rosh Hashanah don't sing, they have a Yom Tov Tikkun Nigun. Rosh Hashanah. And he was a smile, as special Helig Rebbe Shimon Lelev. Amshna and Lelev, they're both people. Look at it. If you look at the outside, you see if you're a group of Chassidim, a funny Shnoris, and the Lachin, and those and that. You see the Pnimis, you see the Tzaddik himself. But you should have both in Lelev and in Amshnov. Forget about the Chassidim around. Go to the Nakuda, to the Tzaddik. You dove to the Tzaddik. I went to the Amshnov Rebbe's house. I took one of my daughters, and the Rebbe was in there. I gave Shachman to bring Shachman as I went this morning. It's the Rebbe tonight.
Tish is tomorrow.
Since I was raised in Litva, so I brought him Shlachmanis today. But honestly, take Shlachmanis tomorrow by the Tish. And, to go into the house of the Tzaddik, the Rimnitz Rebbe, the Heilige Rimnitz Rebbe, was walking down by Tvinan, and he's Emes the Gemaisa, and he went past the Rebbe's block building where he lives, and just turned and says, "Who lives there?" They didn't know who lives there. He says, "He smells of the maiden, who lives here?" Say, "Man," they said, "I'm Shnav Rebbe." I think, I'm not sure if he was Rebbe yet. He wasn't Rebbe yet. He might have been a younger man.
Rebbe in this house also smells of the maiden. Right, guys?
Smelled of the maiden, Tzadikim. The Rimnitz Rebbe also met Ramosh Veba, and Heilige Ramosh Veba, Zech Tzadik, Godesh Vach, and Monsi. The Rimnitz Rebbe used to give people a hand like this. Mamish commit nothing. And the Ramosh Veba was a Monsi, the Heilige Ramosh Veba, Zech Tzadik, Godesh Vach, Mayri, Rebbe, and the Rimnitz Rebbe met him. The same Maisa, the Aaron Belzer had with the Heilige of the Babch Rebbe, both conditions of the Nene Mayne, the Amenu. And the Rimnitzer met with Moshe Weber. He shook his hand and he couldn't stop leaving his hand. And Rabbi Sherebbe, when he wasn't Rebbe yet, when the Riatz was still alive, he was in Varsha and they went to the Aaron Belzer. This is a story that the Belzers is written in the safe of the Aaron Belzer. And then he also used to wear a glove. When people gave him a hand, he wore a glove. He wouldn't shake people's hand. Heilige Lubavitch Rebbe, he was like, he had a trim beard. And then he came by, the Belz Rebbe took his glove off, he shook his hand, and he said, this is Avraham Hunt. This is a warm hand.
This is a warm hand.
This is Mamish, the Tzadik Emes, Kloid Kedushas Adonai, Mirena, Rabbeinu, Schosi, Yogan, Aleinu. All the Tzadik Emes, you should know, the Rebbe Shimon, the Rebbe Yankel Heinig, Tobi, he knows Rebbe Yankel Heinig, he's like the Leleva, Yushin Leleva Chosid.
The oldest
Leleva Chosid. Rebbe Yankel Heinig told me that when he went past with the dollars by the Lubavitch Rebbe, and the Lubavitch Rebbe said, from all the Leleva Rebbe's children, all the Friedek, the Rebbe Shimotka, Leleva's children, he liked Rebbe Shimon the most. The Chabad Shlech in Vienna today in Austria, his name is Biedemann, he's an Enikul, Biedemann. Shlech in Chabad Hunt in Vienna in Austria, his name is Biedemann, he's an Enikul of Rebbe Shimotka Leleva. He became Fry, Chabad brought him back. And Rebbe Shimotka Leleva, the Heilige Leleva Rebbe told the Chosn once, it was about Tshuva through Chabad, and he became a Chosn to a Kala who lent in the Vey, and he said he wants a picture up of the Rebbe in the house after the Chasn. She said, Chasu Shalom, Mishum Oifimish. By the way, we had a Bas Bayis once by us. She was a Balas Tshuva from Arizona, from Chabad, and the Rebbe sent her to Neveh, and her job in Neveh was that anyone who became a Bal Tshuva through Chabad, she has to de-baptize them. That was a big stunt. When she went to the Lelev Rebbe, what should she do? The Rebbe said that somebody's misnagged to a picture of Bal Tshuva hasn't got your Shemaim, she should break the Shidduch. But if she wants to keep the Shidduch on, she should play a tape when the Rebbe sings Tzom Alecha Nafshi. It's a school of your Shemaim, and she's Zoch to your Shemaim. You should know today, with Zoch and the Dov, but there ain't no honor today. There's so many people that I never understood them. Bal Tshuva, all the Rebbe's that came to him spoke about learning Chassidus. All the Rosh Hashiva was learning about Chassidus. He knows that in the Litvish Yeshiva, you don't know Chassidus. The Rebbe was pushing, and he broke all the walls, all the mechitzas that were break. That were just like the Balatani went to jail because he's Megala Pnimis HaTorah. So the Babach Rebbe took on him all the opposition to him, just albeit that he could break into the world to bring Pnimis HaTorah to the world from Sheol Tzekir. He said once about himself that his Sherish HaMashom is to be Megala Hafatzah Samayon, is to be Megala Pnimis HaTorah into this world. He was a Tzadik Ador, and all the other Rebbes, I'm not talking about the Rosh Hashiva, even the Chassidish Rebbes, the Emesek Chassidish Rebbes, the whole Yoyni, Yenika came from the Hilig of the Amish Rebbe. And I went, my first Achidus I had by the Amish Rebbe. Oh man, my first Achidus I had by the Amish Rebbe. So I said to the Amish Rebbe, this is by about learning my Marim from the Lubavitch Rebbe. So the Amish Rebbe said to me, fill it the Litvish as in Moida as at Gad Groysa Koyachas. Even the Litvish Moida had Groysa Koyachas. People don't massacre the Kedusha of the Babcha. I heard from Leib Friedman, one of the Lamed of Tzadikim. He was a Talmud, he wrote a Sefer Kilo. He argued with the Chazanish about the Ois Tzadi of the Arizal, which is the Faket of the Yuda, the Ois Tzadi. The Tzadikim said, the Lamed of Tzadikim. I heard Gilurim from him. I used to go to him and he used to ask me to sing the Babcha as Tzama Lachanafshi. He was a Talmud of Leo Lap in the Leib of Leo. He told me Giluyim about the Babcha, but you guys would talk to each other. You hear them. Once he told me that I had to send the facts to the Rebbe, what we discussed together. He's not Mishalit for Shayid. He was a Baal Ruch HaKodesh. Open man, Ruch HaKodesh. I tell you stories, not now. He had a girl of Leib Friedman. He was Nifty. He lived in Kirat Sanz. How many things about the Babcha, which is Loya Umak Yusuf. And he was a Tzaddik. He was a Tzaddik. He brought down any Torah, any Osamech, any Isha Torah, Bechlal, any Yiddishkeit, any Hamishkeit that's here in the world today. It's all Mishchusayim. It's Hashem. That all his work should be mamish to be brought to its fullest. He should be zoicha to be dovek to the tzaddikim. He should be zoicha in tomoy in learning tanya with talmidim. He should be zoicha by yourself. You shouldn't learn it to talmidim yet. It's going to be too much of snagness. But so far, I know a friend of mine, Meir Sachs. You see him. He collects the Baal Tshuva from Chabad. He's an old American Baal Tshuva from 30-40 years ago. How did he become from? There's a fry. When he wasn't from, he sent to the Rebbe. He told me the story this himself. Heti Amat from the Heidi Baal Tshuva. He was a fryer. He wasn't from. He sent to the Rebbe that he wants to become from, he's got so many problems. He then he wasn't a fire in the problems. The Rebbe sent back in the telegram then in the olden times. Mar Makoimus for every problem that he had. Without he didn't say the Rebbe what his problems were. So he had a Maisa that I heard from Tobi Zulmstrom. Tobi Zulmstrom is the Rav of Chabad. Yeah, the Rav of Chabad down here. Tobi Maisa, and I checked it from Meir Sachs, from his wife. Meir Sachs' wife, 2 years ago, is a Yid, his name is Soloveitchik. He's the son of Ramosha Soloveitchik from Lucerne, from the Briska Soloveitchik. There was a Yid Ramosha Soloveitchik from Lucerne, from Switzerland. His son has a son who's got children for many years. And there was a story that this Meir Sachs, his wife a few years ago by the yotzad of the Rebbe Tzinchai Mushka, the Rabbi Sheva's wife, they made a whole zach and she stayed behind and cleaned up, and in case it was snowing, the snow came down and she couldn't get home. So this son of this Soloveitchik, she lives in Kiryat Sanz, the father, so he was driving, he sees a woman, a Yiddish woman waiting for a ride, and he took her all the way to Hanof. He says, how can I repay you? So he said, Hakatsi. She says, I want to give you a bracha, tell me your name. Hakatsi in China, he said, Hakatsi in China, he said, you know, I'm a Soloveitchik, you know. He said, tell me. So Kitzi gave her a bracha. And Mr. Hashem, they should have children. A year later, 9 months later, she had a child. For the wife, then, Tobi Zubishram told me the story, and I checked it the next week. And a week later, I checked it. They told me the Maisa's Ems. You understand the kedusha, Omein, the kedusha of tzaddikim, Omein, kol tiv. Omein, Mekurav, Mitzvah Hashem, Mekurav, Deyu, Mitzvah Hashem, If you learn, once every so often, Ramat Chaliyahu says that way. Ramat Chaliyahu said, Matzal ben Tzemach. He was a lot megala. So he said that when you learn a Rashi sicha, the Kudas sicha, you must see the Rebbe's Ruach HaKodesh, how he tears apart a Rashi and he rebuilds it. You see a Mori de Kazach Tzinin every so often to learn one Rashi sicha of the Baltic of the Torah Kodesh. The Ikka is. You should be zayich hametz Hashem to bring down the nista into the nigla, to make a yichud together of the nista of the nigla and the nista. You should be zayich to learn shas. You should be zayich to learn all the mesechtes. And every mesechta is the whole inyan of keser is that everything is connected together. That's the inyan of shas. That every inyan of mitzvah is connected together. Hametz Hashem. You should be zayich to gula shleima mitzvah gola didan and here we may know. Amen.